call has been forwarded to...
Hello, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good, Tina. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I was following up regarding the account. There's two invoices that are past due. One was for the Google Guaranteed Leads, and the other one was for your Google Workspace for your website emails.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
I think we're actually going to change companies. So we haven't received anything for the Google Guaranteed Leads yet, but I know I still owe you guys for, you know, whatever we've done. But I think we're going to end up swapping companies just based off the fact that I've been asking you guys for about 6 months to help me remove some bad leads that I gave you a smoking gun, a screenshot of somebody asking for their family to leave me bad reviews, and people with the same last name leaving bad reviews, and you guys have not been able to do that for me. And I've got a company that says they'll have it done within a month. So I think it's probably about time to change. Maybe you guys are just too big to be too personal. I'm not sure.
I would just be very careful with any company that promises you that if, you know, it's Google's decision.
Well, I mean, honestly, I could do it. I could have it done in a week. I just don't have access to it. And that's the sad part is, like, I know I could get it done, and you guys aren't doing it.
But
and
that's
then
not true.
Many
that's
times.
You can send
well, you haven't. And then multiple times you guys have requested for the same photos.
There's just a lot of, I think, somebody's dropping the ball in that area, and, you know, it's adversely affecting me, so, you know, I gotta get what I gotta get done, and I think I just gotta make the swap, you know, and I asked you guys, I mean, it's been like 6 months, I'm like, hey, can we please get these done? If I could do it in a week, I know that you guys could do it within 6 months, but you're just not. And then whenever I bring it up again to somebody, they're like, oh, we'll definitely get that done. Can you send us the proof? And then I'm like, well, I've sent in the proof like 5 or 6 times. Where's it going? And then I send it in, and nothing's being done, you know? So I just don't think you guys are taking it very seriously. You know, it's my business. It's my livelihood, and I need it done. So
where are those reviews posted, by the way?
Google. Yeah.
Oh, because I was just looking at the Google business page. Okay, here it is. At first it said that it had 5 stars, but now it says 4.4. So it's those bogus reviews that are bringing.
I should have 5 stars.
Yeah,
Within about a week's period of time, I had all 1 stars just back to back to back to back because of this ex-employee that went on her Facebook page and asked all her friends and family to do all this. And I mean, half of them have the same last name, you know, and none of it. If I've been running that business for, I don't know, 7 months before that, all 5 stars, by the way, and then all 5 stars since. I mean, come on, something doesn't add up. Plus, I've got the screenshots of her requesting friends and family to do it. I mean, it's easy. It should be very easy to get it removed. You know, nonetheless, at least the people with the same last name, and that still hasn't even been done. So it's what's actually happening? Nothing's happened. Nothing. So I just felt like I got left in the dark on that and kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest.
Yeah. Someone here should have explained to you that when we submit to Google for the review removal, that we send all the documentation, we'll give them evidence, and sometimes they're cooperative and they say, oh, that's fine, we'll remove them. Other times they're not, and they say they're going to stick. And I don't know how they determine that, especially when there is concrete proof. For you, it doesn't say that, you know, Google was saying that they're going to stick. It's just saying that the review removal was submitted again on the 17th. So we, you know, got an email back from them, and we sent it back to them again. And so sometimes it takes a little bit of time before they agree to it, but it's not a definite thing where someone can just say, oh, I'm going to send this all to Google and they're going to remove it. It's Google's choice, and for us being a premier partner to Google where we have our own support staff over there, if we can't do it, then that Mickey Mouse company that's, you know, trying to solicit you, they're not going to be able to do it. But the problem with companies like that...
Because yeah. Here's the thing is, y'all haven't done it. You haven't gotten none removed. And I've been promised by you guys, oh, we're going to get it done. This is easy. We get these done all the time. Sign up with Google Guaranteed. We'll definitely get it done. We scrub profiles, and nothing's been done. I'm not getting nothing removed. And it's terrible. You know, it's terrible that the fact that someone can ask people to leave me a bad review on my business. They have nothing to do with my business, and you guys can't even get it removed. Because I promise you, if I had access to where I could do it, and I've tried, it won't let me.
Exactly.
You know? So
it, yeah, I, no, I get it.
To you, if I did, if I had access, I would have them all removed. I promise you that, because that's how persistent I am. I would be on them every single day. And you know, you guys aren't sending all the proof. So the first time... I talked to, I don't know what his name was, but he calls me and he's like, looks like they sent an email asking for these to be removed, but no photos were sent. So it's like each time it's like, okay, you guys didn't send the photos that I sent you. And so we have to retry again. And it's like, oh man. But yeah, I'm just going to, we're going to try something else. You know, I've got to get this fixed, you know, and
okay.
I've given you guys enough time and you haven't done it. And at this point, I keep getting told by different people, oh, we'll do it. Just give us time. And I've given you nothing but time, and it's too long. Time's out, right?
Mm-hmm. So I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but I respect your decision if that's what you want to do. But that's
right.
Only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel within 3 business days of the 13th. So
the balance and stuff.
Okay. We can do that. And then
the Google guaranteed, obviously, you know, I'm not going to pay that because we didn't do anything.
Oh, was that for your activation budget to start it? Let me see. Because I didn't know if that was for leads that were already taken or something, but let me take a look here.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The 470 is for the activation budget to start the Google guaranteed leads. Okay. So then I can just collect the $38 and then cancel the account and you'll be good to go. Although I do want to tell you that let me just look. In the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 700 times. You've had 187 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. The leads that are on the dashboard are 277 coming in through the website and the call tracking number. The most recent one, Artie Hancock, 2070 Woodlake Road. I need a mistletoe removed from a couple of trees. Please let me know when you can come and give me an estimate. Carol Balin, 312 West Stedman Street, Sherman, Texas. Then she called you too, so she left her name and address and she called you. Al Pilland, 801 Patricia Drive, Sherman, Texas. So once this cancels, it's going to dramatically affect your business in the fact that, you know, the website will go down and the call tracking number, so you're not going to get those responses anymore. Unless
right.
you wanted to cancel the program and just keep the website and the Google Workplace, we could do that. The website hosting is just $49 a month, and then the workspace,
okay.
as you know, is $38. So, you know, whatever that is, but that at least will keep those two components going for you. And then if the new company gets you a new call tracking number and a new website, that's great. Then you can call us at that time and cancel it, and it shouldn't affect you. But right now, since everything's going through that platform,
yeah,
I would be
hesitant. We can keep that for sure.
Okay, that's
what
I was thinking.
Yeah,
I get it. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. I just got to get these removed. I've worked very hard to, you know, please everybody and get 5-star reviews, and then just for that to happen, it's like, wow, you know.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's a lot going on. And you know, like I said, it's not up to us, even though we have the Premier partnership. It's up to Google ultimately, and that's why they're on top of it. They sent them documentation again 3 days ago, you know, even though we've done it already, because they stay on top of it and make sure that they know, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the attention. So they make sure that we're on top of it so that it does get resolved. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Sometimes it takes time and Google isn't compliant. Sometimes they are. But I do see that, you know, you've been requesting this since December. So it's been like, what, 2 months now. And I'm sorry that that ex-employee did that. That's kind of...
I've actually been requesting it for a long time, like well into like last year. I believe August or September.
It says on your Google Business page they were posted 4 months ago.
Within 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably as soon
as
you saw.
As they were being posted, I was on it. I'm like, hey, can we get this fixed? Can we get this fixed? So, yeah, you're right, though.
Yeah, yeah. But either way, I'll adjust the pricing and we'll just do the $87 then for the website hosting and the workspace so you keep your emails flowing. And then if you want to stick with our website and go with the other company, you can do that. Or when they have a new one up, you just call us and cancel the site at that time. But let me just adjust the package. And do you want me to try that on the same credit card that we have, or are we going to use a different one?
We've got a new account.
This one ends in...
with Vanessa on that. She's the one that has pretty much all that stuff. Is this a good number for her to call you back at?
I'll text it to you. If she calls back this number, she'll go to the call center and she'll have to ask for Tina, and then they would reroute her and put her on hold, and it would eventually come back. But I'll send you my direct line, which is the local / toll-free number, with my extension, which is 777. So you get text messages on this number, right?
If you could do that, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that way she can reach me directly and she won't have to hold or anything. And her name, you said, was Vanessa?
Yeah, Inessa, I-N-E-S-S-A.
Oh, Inessa, okay. I'll put a note here that she's going to call in, and then in the meantime, have a nice weekend coming up, too.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, no problem. Bye-bye.